Riley, I just got off the phone with the station manager.
Oh, for the last time, I didn't know it was her parking space. I just...
No, that's not it. She's just gone over the finances, and it turns out the station is, like, pretty much broke.
Oh, no, the station? But that's where we work.
That's exactly what I told her, but she said that if we don't raise £999,999 in the next 6 hours, Radio Go is finished.
Well, you know what that means.
I do.
Let's burn host the station telethon. Down. What?
Let's do your thing.
Coming to your life for the first time ever, it's Radio Go! This week on the show, work experience Kid Charmaine. Plus music from Jarek Bischoff and Mal Blum. All that and much more on Radio Go with your host, Riley Rose! Hey everybody, welcome to Radio Go! Special telethon edition! Great to have you. Good to see you out there in the world. And listen, things are absolutely fine here at the radio station. We don't want you to worry. There's nothing to worry about. Everything's fine. But we just have slightly less money than we thought we would have at this point in the financial year. I wonder why the financial year is different from the year. Yeah, I guess people don't want to do shit around Christmas. So if the financial year ended New Year's Eve, maybe all of the festivities would be ruined. That's probably why. That's not funny, that's just true. Listen, here's the truth, okay? At this late stage, Radio Go now, as you know, has been going on for many, many years. Decades, almost. by decades, almost, I guess I mean a decade. But in that time, we have provided you with so much joy, so many laughs, interviews, insights, unusual people, characters. You know, we've seen people die and come back to life here in the studio. We've been visited by gods and monsters and slime salesmen and all sorts of things over the years. But now, it's that time of year where we need to ask you, the people, for your assistance. All right, this is Radio Go's 6-hour telethon. We're going to be on the air non-stop from now until 6 hours from now, or I guess 5 hours and 57 minutes and 22 seconds, there or thereabouts. And the reason we're doing this is really a celebration of everything that it means to be a radio show. You know, we love doing this. I love doing this, being the host, meeting all these interesting people, finding out about their lives. I know that producer Dom loves his job. He's mainly in it for the money, such as it is these days, you know, rather than the passion. I think he once had passion for this job. Every so often you see this kind of light in his eyes, the enthusiasm long since gone, and now he's just staring at me. I'm not making eye contact as he reckons with the fact that all of his dreams have turned to dust and he's stuck here with me in this studio forever. And you can keep it that way, listeners, with your direct support of this show. That's right. We need you to call in, get on the internet, get on the phones, get on the fax machines, Betamax, other technologies that we need you to get in touch and help us raise money. You can pledge money to support the radio station, and if you do, you can keep it going for many, many weeks to come. Years. Let's say years. Years to come. All it takes is just a little donation from every single one of our 65 million listeners, and we can keep this show on the air. That's right, we need you. So start calling, start texting, get on the internet. Our phone banks are ready for you. They're out there. It's Tom is one of them. There's other people, I'm sure, that are going to be doing the phone banks. We'll meet some of them later on, but not before, of course, we meet the most important person, who is our work experience kid, Charmaine, who we're going to be interviewing later. I've actually never met them. I don't know anything about them. Usually, I guess maybe they work behind the scenes. I don't tend to... I don't concern myself with the below-the-line crew, shall we say. But, you know, I look forward to finding out a thing or two about them. But we're going to be here for the long haul. We're going to have an adventure. It's going to be super exciting. Can't wait for you to join us on this journey. In the meantime, let's hear our first song of the Radio Go Telethon. This is a song from 2012 or so by Jerick Bischoff. It's called Young and Lovely, with guest vocalist Zach Pennington and Soko. I really love this song, and I hope you love it too, right here on Radio Go.
We've already had some people donate.
Fantastic.
Great. It's a good thing you mentioned the Betamax machine, because people have been swinging in on that. Nothing else.
Oh, really?
No other machine is taking money. But I
thought we'd get at least a couple of calls.
I dusted off the Switch that it was plugged into, and Betamax, that people are loving it.
It is weird that the Betamax is compatible with the Nintendo Switch, isn't it?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't know why. I guess Nintendo's committed to backwards compatibility, like really backwards compatibility.
Backwards and sideways compatibility as well.
That's
in a way.
True. It's not even a linear compatibility.
I can't remember what Betamax was for.
It was a video player.
Oh, good.
It was.
So.
Oh, good. What were you worried it might be? A doomsday device?
Maybe. Who knows?
Do you know it was supposed to be the Rapture this week? Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that.
There was tweets about it. I don't know. There was no. I never saw a source about it.
Yeah,
it's one of those things that I think occasionally happens on social media, where I see a bunch of people saying, "Look how stupid people are for thinking this thing."
Yeah,
I don't see anybody thinking that thing.
Well, this was. You know? This is circa January, isn't it? So it's.
It is circa January. You're right.
maybe there's been other.
Do you remember several months ago?
Yes, I remember several months ago when the Rapture happened.
I can remember it just like it was this week, which is why I said that. You know, I have a great memory.
Good.
Well, thanks.
Yeah.
You don't want to test it or anything?
No. I'm just remembering all the people I lost during the Rapture.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who do you lose?
Jim down the pub.
Jim down the pub.
Yeah. I was at the bar just chatting with him, and then turned around. He'd gone. Like, he never leaves his pint unfinished.
Wow.
And this time, there was at least a quarter of it left.
That's a harrowing story, Tom. Yeah. Look, are you going to keep an eye on the phone banks or what?
Yeah. Well, Betamax is kicking off.
We've got to raise almost £1 million, and we've not got long to do it.
Mm.
Okay? The whole station is counting on us. Not just our show, not just your job and my job.
I know.
But the job of all these other people who work, you know, the work experience.
I'm surprised there was any money involved at all.
I know. There's a reason that we don't pay you, you know, if we're being honest. And, you know, I'm glad the listeners can't hear this bit. Well,
apparently Charmaine's getting paid.
No.
Who'd have thought...
Charmaine's getting experience.
But yeah, I'm not getting paid in that experience.
Yes, you are. This is an experience.
Mm.
You don't see your XP bar above your head slowly filling up. Boop, 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 boop.
The thing about me, Riley, is I've already lived through this thousands of times.
I forgot you're a Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
So you know how this turns out.
Yeah, I do.
Why don't you ever tell me about how these things turn out?
Well,
you always say
every day it's different. It starts the same.
Right.
But some days I don't even turn up. Some days I just spend it learning piano.
And why would you do that? What's the point of learning piano?
Oh, I'm just going to get a party going. All
right. Yeah, and if there's one thing that gets a party going, it's a piano.
You'd be surprised.
I would be very surprised.
You'd be surprised at how well people get going once you start playing a piano.
Yeah, I bet. Look, the song's coming back in.
All right, we're back on in.
You're just pointing at me. Say numbers.
Oh. Well, we're back on now.
Oh, welcome back to Radio Go! We have just started our epic telethon to raise enough money to keep the radio station going. Real quick, I just wanted to mention that if you're calling to claim one of our sweepstakes prizes, please stay on hold. We have a lot of calls. We're just trying to get everyone's details. So, moving on. Whoa! Oh my goodness. Sorry about that, listeners. It looks like one of the windows in the studio here just got smashed by Something came through. Producer Tom, what is that?
Looks like a baseball.
What? Somebody threw a baseball through our window.
Yeah, I guess so.
But we're on the 15th floor.
Is that right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're right!
I know.
Should I throw it back?
Nah, let's hold on to it. Just fix the window.
On it. Done.
Damn, fast work. All right. Well, in the meantime, we have our very special guests for the first part of this great telethon. Please welcome to Radio Go, work experience kid, Charmaine.
Hiya. Sorry I'm late. I just couldn't be asked to come, to be honest with you.
Charmaine.
Hiya.
Nice to meet you. You couldn't be asked to come. This is your job, you know?
I just didn't think I actually had to show up. But I mean, I'm here now, so, you know, my dad did say that he would take the car off me if I didn't start coming into my work experience, so...
All right, Charmaine.
But I'm here,
I'm glad you're here. Better late than never, I suppose. But listen, this is a pretty important day that we've got going on, okay? We're going to need you to step it up, okay? You know, I'm not going to say on the air the true nature of the stakes, but let's just say the stakes are high, okay?
All right, well, you probably shouldn't put them on the top shelf, should you? They're just meant to go in the fridge.
The steaks. Listen, hilarious wordplay aside, Charmaine.
What are you on about? What are you on about?
Oh, are you... Listen, don't get angry.
Oh, my God, this place is full of old people. Oh, my God, you're all so old. Charmaine, and there's wires everywhere. What is this?
It's a radio station.
I can't even plug my phone in. Nowhere. What is going on?
Charmaine, if you plug your phone in, there's going to be all sorts of interference. There's going to be problems.
Oh, but I'm only on 54%.
That's fine.
I can't text my boyfriend on 54%.
Oh, you have a boyfriend? That's nice.
Yeah, I do.
How old are you, Charmaine?
Oh my God, you can't just ask people how old they are.
Why not?
I'm doing work experience, and how old you are on work experience.
All right, so somewhere between sort of...
God,
like,
you're such a creep. Why are you asking me all that?
All right, Charmaine, listen. We've not met before, okay? I think maybe we've got things off on the wrong foot. I'm Riley. I'm the host of the show that you're...
Oh, you're... Right, okay, yeah.
You've heard of me?
Yeah. You're the host
of the show.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just saying that.
Who's
like,
this guy over here?
That's producer Tom. Don't look at him directly.
You've met me,
producer Tom.
I'm
the one who signs all the papers.
You're the one. Let me in. Yeah, I remember. Sorry about lying on my CV. Like,
wait, what?
Charmaine, tell us the truth.
Well,
what did you lie about?
I did say about that Louis Vuitton bag that I got from my mum's friend's cousin. But actually, it's only a fake Louis Vuitton, and I got it from she did get it from my mum's friend's cousin, but it was from a back alley in Paris, not actually like on the high street, like I said.
A weird part of your CV.
You know, I would just...
I can see here on your CV you've written, owner of a genuine Louis Vuitton bag.
Yeah.
And that's not true.
I'm coming clean now, aren't I? Like, God, honestly, you're all getting on at me. Oh my God. I bet yous have lied about stuff before.
No, I mean, never, first
of all.
Wow, honestly, Charmaine, you're here for work experience, right? Yeah. This is the first time you've done work experience, I'm guessing?
This is my first work experience.
Which means it's probably your first job ever?
Yeah.
Okay, so in that spirit, I just want to tell you that usually a CV does not contain information about the most valuable things you own.
Oh, okay.
Because you've got skills, experience, which is blank, by the way, and then valuables, and there's no references on here, so I don't know what's going on there. You couldn't get a teacher to give you a reference or anything like that.
Hang on, let me have a look. Oh, that didn't print off. Oh, it was meant to be double sided.
Nah, listen, I used that one when I was in school. That's a well-trod excuse, but I know the truth.
Look, listen,
Simon,
you never
found any references, did you?
I could have asked anybody, but I just left it a bit last minute, and you know, I'm trying to come clean. I'm trying to be a better person. You know what?
Yeah.
I'm working really hard. You know, I drove here because I've got no points on my license.
Okay.
No points on my license, and I'll tell you that. That is so true. I'm so proud of myself because, like...
But interestingly, here on your CV, under the accidents header, it does say that you were involved in
a fender bender at an intersection. This was
three
months ago.
I was involved because I threw the chewy that made the driver like swerve. I didn't mean to.
You threw the what?
The chewy.
The chewy?
Yeah.
What's the chewy? What's a chewy?
You know, the
no, I don't. I'm asking you. Don't say you know. I don't know.
Oh my god, you're proper getting on at me.
No, I'm
what
not.
What are you on about? Honestly, no. Oh my god. I'm going home and I'm telling my dad about this. And he's going to come in here and he's going to absolutely wreck you up.
Well, okay. He's going to wreck me
up,
is
he? Yeah, he is. He's going to... You know what? He played baseball when he was my age.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's got nothing to do with the fact he's going to get you up. But he has also got 2 criminal convictions.
What? Do you mind telling us what dad did?
No.
Well, but you're happy to mention that he has the convictions.
Look.
So they could be for like fraud or tax evasion. It doesn't necessarily mean he's tough.
You're so nosy. Oh my god, you're so fucking nosy. Christ on a bike.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god.
Okay, Charmaine, clean slate, all right? Truce? Can we truce here?
Fine. God, I can't even believe I came in. I'm missing Janine's 16th birthday for this.
Okay, so you're probably 15 as well.
Why are you so obsessed about all this?
I'm not obsessed. I'm just guessing, yeah. You know? Okay, what's... Janine's a friend of yours from school, I'm guessing?
Yeah, she's my best mate. Look, I've got her on FaceTime right here.
Okay, Janine. Hi, Janine.
She's on mute. What's she doing? Oh, she's just in... Yeah, okay, yeah.
Could you unmute her? We'd like to have a word with her. It's her birthday. Janine, you're live on Radio Go. This is Riley, the host. Please, happy birthday, first of all.
Get out of my face.
Okay, all right, let's put her back on mute.
Thanks, Janine. Thanks, babes.
Okay, Charmaine, I want to focus on you, because you're my subject for this first interview here. This is a really exciting day for the station. We've got a 6-hour telethon.
Yeah, it's pronounced telephone. God, you're so fucking thick. I can't believe I'm wasting my time with this. God, old people don't fucking know anything, do they?
Charmaine, it's a telethon.
No, it's a telephone.
No.
Don't tell me how to say it. I'm not. You're having me on.
No, it's a portmanteau.
You think I'm thick? It's not a port... I'm not a portmanteau.
Yeah, that's a combination of 2 words. You know, portmanteau is itself a portmanteau, but that's neither here nor there. Telethon, I guess, is a combination of marathon and telephone, or marathon and television. In any case...
No one knows.
No one knows. I mean, neither of those actually apply, because most people are getting in touch with us on Betamax. You know what Betamax is, Charmaine?
Is that like... there's those red pill people on the internet, aren't they? Like alpha something. I've seen them on Reddit, and one of them called me a slag.
Really?
And it was like, yeah.
That's not very nice.
I know.
Why? I should ask, what was the conversation that you had with these people online?
What led up
to them calling you a slag?
Well, I was tweeting about my car and my license, and he said, "Our girls can't drive that well." And I said, "Yeah, I can, because I don't have any points on my license."
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, "Well, you probably will soon." And I said... I hope you fucking die.
And that's when he called you a slag.
It was so out of order.
So unprovoked. Charmaine, look, do you have a surname, then, by the way, Charmaine? I mean, you must have a surname.
You never even look at... You've got me CV right there.
Oh, yeah. I can't make this out, though. Your handwriting... By the way, thanks for handwriting your CV.
And glitter gel pen as well. You know what? It's scented, that is. You smell it.
Oh, sorry, did you say centered or scented? Because I can see it's in the middle of the page.
Centered.
Gotcha.
It's centered, right. And it's centered.
Charmaine, thanks so much for being on the show. Can you stick around for a little bit? I mean, you have to, it's your job.
I mean, I don't really want to
please,
be honest with you.
Please, just for like another
look,
10,
can
15...
Can I just go and like go hang out with my friend Janine and can just say I was here and sign me off?
Charmaine, look,
and then I can just like
work
smoke.
Experience is not... You've got, I've got to say, a pretty sweet gig here at the radio station. When I did my work experience, I worked in like a leather workers like factory, and I had to move big tubs of fluid from one end of the warehouse to the other end of the warehouse. Bullshit.
Is that why you look like that?
All right, look, we're going to have to move on. Charmaine, stick around, all right? We've got another song coming up. This is a song called Side I'm On by Maldalum. Enjoy it here on Radio Go. Up all night,
you don't come. It's going pretty well.
Yeah, thank you. Yes. I mean, I don't know that Charmaine... could we not book another, like, guest? Why are we interviewing the work? This is supposed to be our telethon. This is supposed to be, like, our biggest effort, you know?
Yeah.
This would be the perfect time to have, like, a big name, somebody to draw the eye, somebody to draw the attention, you know? A Tom Hanks type, or a who do the young people like?
Well, Russell Brand cancelled on us.
All right, well, honestly.
And David Walliams.
Bullet dodged on both counts. But we really couldn't get anyone else?
No.
Okay, look, I think we're going to have to call in a favour. Do you, Tom...
Michael Rooker literally turned around and said no.
To your face?
To my face.
Well, to be fair, it's rude of you to talk to him with his back to you. You know, if he has to turn around to say no...
I tapped him on the shoulder.
Okay.
And said, Michael Rooker.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't Michael Rooker at all, it was just an old man.
Okay, so...
But he just turned around and just shouted, no.
That one's...
I'd not even asked him a question.
That one's on you, I think.
I'm not watching Guardians of the Galaxy ever again.
Oh, he's the...
Yondu.
He's Mr. Whistleman, right?
Yeah, the Whistleman from Guardians of the Galaxy, yeah.
Did he die?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, well...
Right after he proclaimed to be Mary Poppins.
I remember that.
A false statement.
You don't like liars in any context, do you?
No. That's why I do radio.
The most honest art form.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you did hire Charmaine.
Yeah.
So I do question your judgment on that regard a little bit. I don't think that they're being entirely honest with us.
I've only got a few words out of them before they
don't seem to be short for words. I've got to say.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing. I'm just like, oh, do you want to come and help us out in the studio? And she just turns around, shouts no.
That's a common theme in your life.
And then shoves papers in my face, which I sign
because
every time someone hands papers to me, I just sign them.
It sounds like a deeply abusive relationship. But then she just runs off to
go play with a mate.
She's a young adult. She's not playing with her mate. That's like a 10-year-old.
No, they went on the swings.
All right. Why did you follow them to the park?
The park... You know where we are.
I know where we are.
We're opposite the park.
Oh, I guess we can see the park now out of the window.
Where that baseball's come from.
Do you think so?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I didn't see anyone down there at the moment. Actually, it seems weirdly empty out there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You don't think something's going on that we should be paying attention to?
Probably not.
All right, great.
Let's go. Sunday.
Welcome back to Radio Go. That was Side I'm On by Maldalum. We're here with our very special guest, work experience kid Charmaine. But first, with a rundown of what your pledge could earn you, is our special announcer, Brandon Splatt.
Thanks, Riley. For just £5 a month, your listeners can become silver members of the station, gaining access to exclusive behind-the-scenes podcasts from all your favorite shows.
Podcasts? Yeah, who would want that?
For £10 a month, you can be a gold member, which gets you a box set of all the Austin Powers movies. £20 and you're a platinum member, and you'll receive 1 ounce of pure platinum in the post.
No wonder we're out of money.
For £50 a month, you can become an Obsidian member. You will gain the ability to read Riley and Tom's minds at every hour of the day.
Wait, what?
For £100 a month, we will make you an executive double diamond member and you'll receive a key to Riley's house.
Now, wait.
And if you pledge to donate £200 a month, you will become a triple estatine mega member and we will send you a DNA sample so you can grow your own clone of any Radio Go cast member that you would like.
Brandon, wait just one second.
What?
This sounds incredible. You don't need to say another word. Everyone should be calling us right now.
Well, of course. I saved the station.
Hooray! Brandon Splatt, everyone. All right, moving on. We are back here with work experience kid Charmaine. Charmaine, welcome back to the show.
Oh, hiya.
You really look like you don't want to be here.
No, it's all right. I was just, you know, I had a nice time out on the swings. And it was all right, but someone's been sick on my favourite spot on the swings and also on the roundabout. And what's I don't really know what to do
What's
about.
Your favourite spot on the swings? The seat?
Yeah. Yeah, and the bit where you hold on. And also the bit at the top. I just like the swings, all right.
That's
like,
a lot of vomit.
Yeah, I know. It was quite a lot.
Oh, that's some, I know. Did you see anybody who you think might have been responsible? Was there anyone staggering around looking violently ill?
I mean, there was a little kid that I pushed dead hard on the swings, yeah. But
why did you push a child?
Because they were just like yelling at me to push them, and I was like, all right, fine then.
I think they probably meant to push like push them like a normal amount on the swings. Not to, like, shove them off of the swings.
Look, no one's here. All my mates are at their work experience. Janine's hung up on me because she's going to go and paint her nails at her work experience. Why can't I be working at the nail place?
Well, like you said, you didn't get your, respectfully, shit together in time.
Oh, and my God, you're always going on at me. Oh, my God.
Going on at you, Charmaine. Look,
you're not me dad.
No, I'm not your dad. That's true. But listen, I'm putting my foot down, okay? Because I'm your boss.
You're putting your foot down in them shoes.
Yeah, what's wrong
with... Oh, my God.
What's wrong with my shoes?
I don't even think I need to tell you. No. Look at them, Omar. I can't even believe you've come to work in them.
It's perfectly appropriate to come to work in wellies, all right? If you'd been here last week, you would have seen that they come in handy, okay? It can get messy here in the studio, okay?
Oh, my God.
What, you would have picked a different colour from lime green?
Yeah, I would have. Oh, you just think... I don't understand old people.
Okay,
well, honestly, I just don't get it. What are yous on about?
I sympathise with that feeling, Charmaine. But look...
Look, my mate... is out there.
Janine.
Let me tell you. You know Janine. Okay, so Janine, you know what? I found out the other day that Janine is seeing Barry. And I thought me and Barry were mates because we were speaking like on BBM Messenger way, way back when he had one of them.
You were BBMing each other.
But anyway, so I thought me and Barry were speaking, but then Janine started speaking to Barry, and it's like, Janine, but you're going out with Gary, so why are you also trying to go out with Barry, and why?
Maybe she's trying to collect a rhyming pair.
Oh, that's so yeah, cool. Well, maybe, I don't know, but I mean, like, so then Mrs. Morgan comes in, because this is when we were in English.
Okay, I think I'm following.
We're meant to be reading Shakespeare, yeah. But I'm like, who's even reading Shakespeare at this time? Because he doesn't, you know, nobody even cares what he's got to say anymore, right?
All right, listen, Charmaine,
no,
okay?
I need you
to chill out, okay? You're on my radio show.
I don't understand what you're on about. Look,
I don't understand what I'm on about,
so
because you've not been
stressed.
Listening to a word
you've
that I've been
no
saying this entire
like to
time.
Me.
You're not even
you've
listening to me right now. You're just talking over everything that I say.
I'm just a normal girl with no points on my license. I'm dead bad. Nobody's ever said to me, well done, Charmaine, you got no points on your license. Okay. I'm well pleased with that. And I passed my driving test 2 weeks ago. I've got no points on my license. And I think that is pretty good, to be honest with you. And I love driving around. And all my mates are like, oh, driver's all places. Right. And I'm all right. I'm like, okay, fine. But no one's ever driving me places. And I just want to sit there and have like just a little bev in the park on my own, like.
Charmaine.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking a breath, first of all. And listen, I understand how important positive reinforcement is for a kid of your age, whatever that might be. It's not relevant. So congratulations on not having any points on your license. I'm proud of you.
Oh, thanks.
Okay. Now, do you want to go and have that, Bev?
I think I do, but hang on. Me Uncle Tom's calling. Hang on, let me see. Oh, hi, Uncle Tom. You're right. Oh, you know, I was watching Castaway last night, and I was like, oh, it's you. I was like, have you still got that volleyball that you put the face on?
Charmaine, you're still on the radio.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking to me uncle.
Please hang up on him.
I'm
okay?
Talking to me uncle Tom.
No, I understand.
He was on Castaway, you know.
We've got to end the show.
I don't care.
This has to end, okay?
All right, say hi to them.
Say hi to who?
Say hi to the person who's trying to show
you. Oh, you're
up
not talking to me.
No,
you're
I'm
talking
not.
To Uncle Tom. Okay, yeah. My mistake. All right. Look, that's going to have to do it for Radio Go for the moment. Don't forget to stay tuned to the remainder of our telethon. Charmaine will not be here for the rest of it. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, thank fuck. I can go home. All right, fine.
I want to thank Charmaine for sticking it out as long as she had. I want to thank producer Tom. And I want to thank Sash and Dilly Agbim for no reason in particular. Thank you all for listening to Radio Go. Goodbye.